quickly. We are starting this evening at 132 pounds. Doug Hallman, a senior for the Braves at 2-2. Kevin Markowski, a junior at 2-4 for the Indians. Markowski getting the first takedown. Hallman getting the escape. And at the end of the first period, the score 2-1 in favor of Markowski. Second period wrestling. Referee's down position. Markowski on the bottom. He is set, ready to go. Stands. Hallman from behind trying to pick him and plant him. Markowski prying at the hands. Stalling on top for Hallman. He better get him down, and he does. Back heels him to the mat. Markowski quickly up on all fours. Stands. Posts the hands of Hallman and a one-point escape. Markowski leads 3-1. Hallman, a double leg shot, switches to a single leg shot, back to the double. Markowski gives ground, they go off the edge of the mat. Shamokin's two victories this year, the Jersey Shore Bulldogs and the Sugar Valley School up near Lock Haven. Headlock attempt by Markowski. Hallman steps behind. Wraps his arm around the waist. Needs to pop his head for the takedown. Markowski hanging on to the head of Dougie Hallman. Hallman pops his head. Two-point takedown. We're tied at 3 with 52 seconds to go in the second period. Markowski trying to work back to his base. Hallman on the wrist. Markowski presses to his feet. Working on the hands of Hallman. Hallman breaks him back to the mat. Hallman working from behind, one-on-one on the right arm, now steps to the left side. Trying to double Markowski up in half. Riding tough from the left side, they go off the edge of the mat. 18 seconds to go in the second period. Good crowd on hand here at the Lockoff Gymnasium for this dual meet. Markowski to his feet. Hallman tries to back heel him down. Markowski clears the hands and gets the escape inside of 15 seconds. That is the end of the second period. Markowski, the 4-3 lead. Hallman will go down on the mat to start the third period. Shamokin, a very young team. No seniors in this lineup this evening. Lots of freshmen. Coach Todd Hockenbrock said this is a group of kids we've been working with for the last several years. Things are starting to finally pay off for him. Hallman to his feet, stands, turns, one-point escape. We're tied at 4 each. Takedown here wins it. Working at the edge of the mat. And they go off the mat. Shamokin, the last couple of years, forfeiting the majority of the bouts against Shikellamy. There will be two forfeits here this evening. Neither team with a 106 or a 195-pound wrestler. Two-point takedown for Markowski as he shoots in deep on a double-leg shot on Hallman. He leads 6-4. They go off the edge of the mat with a minute 16 to go. I've been corrected. They do have a senior. Basil DeLatte at 160. The coach lied to me. He said, I don't have any seniors. I didn't even look. Hallman to his feet, posts the hands. He's within one with a minute to go. 6-5 lead. Hallman in once a leg. Markowski gives ground. Hallman switches to a double. They go off the edge of the mat. Doug Hallman really needs to push the issue here with 46 seconds to go. Yeah. Near arm, far leg, and Markowski backing off. Going to be warned for stalling. Referee said early this evening when he talked to the kids, he says, I call stalling now like I do at the end of the year, and he has done that, each with a stalling call. Holman in on the leg. Switches to a double. They go off the edge of the mat with 24 seconds to go. Holman the aggressor. Back in quickly. Holman looks for a leg. Markowski gives ground. Holman elevates a leg into the air. He's got the right leg. Switches to a double around the waist. Markowski trying to get off the edge of the mat. 2-point takedown with under 10 seconds to go. Holman with a tight waist. He's got a 1-point lead. 1 second. That is the end of the match. A big match for Dougie Holman with a late takedown to win by the score of 7-6. That'll put the Braves up by the score of 3-0. And we're back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK and at WKOK.com.
Most of us won't need to hire an attorney this week, but for a few of us, something has happened in our lives, and before we can go any further, we need to get sound legal advice. Slavinsky Law Offices can give you options. For over 40 years, they have successfully represented individuals in criminal, DUI, family law, and estate planning. They care what happens to you, and they have the experience to win the toughest cases on your behalf.
You may not need a lawyer this week or even this month, but when you do, call us at Slavinsky Law Offices, 570-374-5575, or on the web at slivlaw.com.
And we are back, 138. Kate Balestrini, junior for the Braves, undefeated at 5-0. Kyle Long for the Indians. Let's see here. Brian Long. He is a freshman. He is 1-2. Gets the unenviable task of facing off against a two-time state qualifier. And Balestrini already putting on a takedown clinic. Still early in the first period, gets yet another takedown. Leads by the score of 8-4. Lets him up again. 8-4 with under a minute to go. Working at mat's edge, Balestrini drags Long back in, gets another takedown. Lets him up yet again. 10-5. Nice ankle pick by Balestrini. Comes back the opposite way. 2-point takedown, 1 escape. Long cradles him, stacks him over on his back. Referee down looking, and he pins him. 1 minute and 39 seconds of the first period, and that'll give the Braves a 9-0 lead as we head into 145. We'll be back right after this.
Oh, what do you get someone that has everything? What if they don't like the color, the size, the style? I was so confused last year. Not this year. I'm buying my friends and family gift cards from Garfield's Restaurant and Pub. Purchase $25 in gift cards and receive a $5 gift card free. And the more you purchase in gift cards, the more you get free. And I like free. Plus, they have a delicious $10.99 steak special in November through December. Quench your thirst and wash it all down with a refreshing cold Dr. Pepper. Catering is available, too, for your next holiday or party. It's always great times, great taste at Garfield's Restaurant and Pub in the Susquehanna Valley Mall or online. Online at garfields.net.
And we are back, 145 pounds, and check what I just told you. I was given some wrong information. This is Kyle Long wrestling now, which means Shimokin most likely going to bump a bunch of guys so they don't have to take a forfeit at 195 pounds. It is Drew Balestrini for the Braves, and Balestrini quickly gets a takedown. I will switch around my lineup sheet here, as it looks like Wolfgang Pearson will be bumped up to 152. They've got some options here because they've got some tough kids here in the next couple of bouts. But right now, 2-0 lead by Balestrini. Yeah, the last wrestler was Connor Kurtz. Kind of fed to the Lions there. So we've got Drew Balestrini with a 2-0 lead over Kyle Long. Braves need to make some hay while the sun shines here in these weight classes and get bonus points, which is exactly what Cade did. Drew needs to do the same. Got a nice bar arm on the right side. Steps out, runs the bar. Long turns in, 2-point reversal. He didn't have anything posted on the far side, and Long just rolled through with it. Balestrini to his feet, runs away. He leads 3-2. Arm pass by Balestrini. Looks up to see what the time is. He gets that takedown with about 4 seconds to go. So some good end of the period wrestling by the Braves here this evening. 5-2 lead for Shikellamy's Drew Balestrini. Second period wrestling, and they're going to start in their feet. Lock up. Long in, looks for a leg. Balestrini gives ground. Wizards. Long tries to step over on it. They come back to their feet. Long with the underhook. Balestrini backing him off the edge of the mat. Ties up on the head. And they go off the edge of the mat. Balestrini in, looks for a leg, in deep on a single. In deep. And comes around to the rear for the takedown. Long back to his knees. Balestrini checks the time. Under a minute to go. He's got a 7-2 lead, trying to bail up that right arm into the bar. Does so. Had that before. Did not have the far wrist. Now steps to the side of the wrist. Long doing a good job of keeping Balestrini from sinking that bar in deep. Now Balestrini trying to pull it over the back. Gives up on the bar, reaches underneath. Now goes one-on-one with the right arm as he tucks it under. Rolls Long through, going to collect some near fall points. Not going to pin him, but he's got him in a high tilt situation. A referee counting out, he's posting three. Long rolls through. Balestrini comes out the back door. No, not quite. Gets a 3-point near fall nonetheless. That is the end of the second period. Third period wrestling will start from the referee's down position. Balestrini on the bottom and right away. Long, tight waist, chops off in the arm. Balestrini pulls the arm over top, steps underneath. 2-point reversal for Drew Balestrini, what they would call the baseball bat. Balestrini ties up the right arm, trying to put it into the ball and chain. Now goes to 2-on-1. 12-2 lead. He'd like to get more than a major. 12-3 now as he lets Kyle Long up. Near arm, far leg. Barrel rolls Long to the mat. He's got him on his back. The referee counting out near fall points. Long trying to bridge out of it. He's got the three. Now he steps to the head, half Nelson on the right side. Gonna let him up. 17-4, the lead. Balestrini looks for a leg, Long, gives ground, comes up under the arm. Balestrini steps in. Takes Long down. He's got to take him to his back and pin him, or he's going to get the major, or the technical fall. Takes him down, and he will be given the tech fall. 5 minutes and 26 seconds. And the final score, 20-4. And with that, we will be taking a short timeout. Our friends from SECV here this evening, and they have requested after every three bouts to take a commercial timeout, so we will do that. And while we await the next match to come out, let's take this timeout. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK and at WKOK.com.
For nearly 100 years, Purdy Insurance has been your locally owned, family operated
insurance
company.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't ask him, but yeah, let's do a minute to get caught up
here. Some of the industry's most trusted companies, Purdy has the experience and resources to get the job done. Whether you need personal, home and auto, or complex business insurance solutions, Purdy will help you navigate through the process. Call today at 570-286-5855, or better yet, stop in their Sunbury office to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
We all have a path in life. Some play on the field. Others prefer jogging along the riverfront or being a weekend warrior. Wherever your path takes you, we will keep you on it. At UPMC Susquehanna, our top-rated orthopedic team, sports medicine specialists and rehabilitation professionals are the team behind the team. Call 570-321-2020.
Yeah, that's a couple. And we are back. Baron Emmerich for the Braves, and as I suspected, it'll be Wolfgang Pearson. Will be bumped up to wrestle at 152. So Emmerich a junior at 2-3, Pearson a junior at 6-3. Braves leading early here, 14-0. Emmerich in on the legs of, Pearson. In on the legs of Baron Emmerich. Switches from a double to a single, trying to cut the corner. Emmerich tying up around the waist, tying up between the legs. Scrambling to get his hips up, and he is successful as we get a stalemate stop in the action. Key there is to not be a great scrambler, as it is just not let the other guy in on your legs so deep. Tie up, break apart. Braves junior high winning here this evening by the score of 66-18. Of note, junior high assistant coach Donnie Cimino involved in his 300th victory. Cimino has been around for a number of years, picking up victory number 300. So congratulations to Coach Cimino. Also of note, all right, now we see Pearson in deep on the leg of Emmerich. Emmerich sprawls. Breaks a grip. Wrestlers on the mat on their knees. Pearson cuts to the left, back to the right. Emmerich stays with him, cross faces. Pearson switches to a double. They come back to their feet. No takedown. On their feet, hand tie. Emmerich in on the leg of Pearson. Pearson sprawls. Man, he's got massive legs. Front head and arm by Pearson. They stand. We'll go to the second period. Scoreless, 0-0. Baron Emmerich of Shikellamy and Wolfgang Pearson. The Shamokin Indians undefeated right now at 2-0. They've struggled mightily for many years, so it's good to see them with this many bodies out here and some good quality wrestlers. But going back, it was back in 1970 was the last time that the first time the Braves beat Shamokin. So the last time, check that. Yes, the Braves beat Shamokin in 70. So 69 was the last time the Shamokin Indians beat the Shikellamy Braves. So there were a few years in there when the two teams did not meet. Second period wrestling. Referee's down. Position Emmerich on the bottom. One-on-one on the right arm by Wolfgang Pearson as he rolls Emmerich through. No near fall points. Emmerich to his knees, trying to clear the arms. Comes up on all fours. Pearson from behind, tight waist, one-on-one, arm pry on the right arm. Emmerich stands. Pearson drops to a leg. 1 point escape for Baron Emmerich. He leads 1-0. A little bit of a size difference here between these two. Emmerich in on a single leg on Pearson. They drop to the mat, and they go off the edge of the mat neutral. Wolfgang Pearson weighing in tonight at 144.7. Baron Emmerich, 149.8. So not that much of a weight difference, but Emmerich quite a bit taller. Pearson is a stocky, well-put-together young man. On their feet, apart. Pearson trying to beat the head of Emmerich. Emmerich staying in good position. Pearson, wild shot from far out, looks for a leg. Emmerich sprawls, circles, cross faces. Circles, steps behind. Pearson comes to his feet. Pearson shoots in on the other leg. Emmerich cross faces, he sprawls. Pearson tries to dump to the mat, cut the corner. 5 seconds to hang on. Baron Emmerich with a cross face. Now gets his hips up and no change in position. Baron Emmerich will take a 1-0 lead into the third period. Third period, referee's down position. Pearson on the bottom. He's set. Emmerich on top. Pearson turns, quickly escapes. We're tied at one. Oh, nice tap and go and a double by Pearson. He's got Emmerich in trouble and a two-point takedown for Wolfgang Pearson. Emmerich relaxed after that escape. Pearson took advantage of it and now leads 3-1. Wolfgang Pearson trying to bar in the left arm, now steps to the right side, back to the rear. You mentioned Shamokin with a 2-0 record. They've also been in the Klingerman Memorial Tournament up in Bloomsburg, and I think it was the Anthracite Duels or the Anthracite Invitational. Emmerich stands and escapes. 3-2 lead. For Pearson. Oh, Pearson with a great blast double in on the legs. Trips Baron Emmerich to the mat. 2-point takedown for Wolfgang Pearson. And now going to let Emmerich up. 5-2, 5-3. Emmerich takes a wild swipe at the head of Wolfgang Pearson. He's got to guard those legs. Pearson has a great double leg shot. Emmerich standing straight up, giving him the legs. Emmerich quite a bit taller than Pearson, and he's got some big targets there. Now the two wrestlers clash at the middle of the mat. 20 seconds to go. Pearson in on the legs with a double. Emmerich giving ground. Emmerich steps across, keeps stepping, cross faces. He's going to get the takedown with under a second to go. Tying the score at 5 apiece. And we're going into overtime. Wow, what an effort by Baron Emmerich to tie it up. And we will go into whoever scores first here will win. If they finish the first 1 minute overtime period still tied, Emmerich again standing straight up, and Pearson shoots in and a nice deep double. Takes Emmerich down, puts him to his back, 2-point takedown, and the referee stops the match. He had Emmerich on his back. He should have let it go, and that's what Todd Hockenbrock is saying. He is not happy. But at any rate, Wolfgang Pearson comes up with a 7-5 overtime win over Shikellamy's Baron Emmerich. 14-3, the Braves lead the Indians, and we'll be back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK and at WKOK.com.
I can still remember the kids rolling around on that comfortable living room carpet.
Remember when they were babies, they'd bang those pots and pans on the kitchen tile?
I still remember the sounds of soccer and baseball cleats running on those hardwoods. And you yelling, leave the shoes outside.
These floors have seen a lot.
32, but there's two forfeits.
They got some good years left on them.
Just like we do, honey. Right?
You bet, my dear. You bet.
Carpet Man in Milton.
Flooring for life.
And we are back, 160 pounds. Maximus Madden, a freshman for Shamokin. 12-1, his record. And he is wrestling. Supposed to be Jermez Herring.
Who did they announce for Shikellamy?
James Griffin.
It's James Griffin. For the Braves. So some dancing going on here by both coaches. I'm going to guess Jermez Herring is going to move up. So we've got James Griffin getting his first start of the season. Anyway, Maximus Madden for the Shamokin Indians. 2-point takedown, back points, and an escape for Griffin. And a score 4-1. And they go off the edge of the mat.
Find him. Jason Griffin, sophomore.
Okay. He's a sophomore.
0-0.
Got to go back to the weigh-in sheet. And Madden has Griffin on his back. And that is the end of the first period. 3-point near fall. 9-1 lead for Madden. Madden working right side, collar tie. Laces a leg in on the left side. Cross faces Griffin to his side. Working the legs to try and get him over to his back. Griffin, a good job of bellying out. Griffin back to his knees. Madden with a grapevine on the left leg. Takes a far arm, wants to lean back into a guillotine. The referee keeping a close eye on that. He's got the arm extended. Clears the leg. Now three-quarter Nelson from the front by Madden. Trying to crank Griffin over. Griffin not going. Griffin staying on his base. Madden steps around behind, tight-waisting. Chops off in the left arm. Griffin back to his knees. Bar arm left by Madden. Trying to run the arm. Griffin again bellies out. He gets big. Madden steps to the far side. Trying to pull Griffin over onto his back with that bar and does. Going to collect some near fall points. Puts on a massive half Nelson on Griffin. Boy, I'll tell you what, Max Madden is one slap together, one young man. He's got arms like pythons. Griffin doing a good job of keeping that left shoulder jump off the mat, but not for long. 3 minutes and 55 seconds of the second period, the time of the fall for Max Madden. That'll make the score 14-9 in favor of the Braves. And we've got the 170-pounders coming up right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK and at WKOK.com.
Murray Motors Chevrolet has everything a dealership should have, from an experienced sales department, body shop, parts, and of course full service department, with easy, convenient drive up and drop off. Murray Motors Chevrolet has a bigger selection of new Chevrolets in stock, backed by a lifetime powertrain warranty on the engine and transmission. And you always get the Murray Motors price match guarantee. Online at murraychevy.com. Murray Motors Chevrolet, still a half a mile south of the Susquehanna Valley Mall, Sealands Grove.
All right, so the bump up is continuing here. Basil Delatte, who weighed in at 160, is going at 170. And it looks like Jermez Herring will be going for the Braves. Change these around. Couple of seniors going at it. Delatte with an 0-1 record. Jermez a 1-3. And we've seen this Jermez Herring. He's got some great quickness. Gets a takedown on Delatte. Done with speed. Locks in a near side cradle, but he needs to get his head into the side. He's way overextended. Delatte grabs a leg. Comes to his knees. Herring breaks him down. Locks in a near side cradle again. Now he's got the far arm and a leg. Breaks Delatte down. Circles back to the rear. Gets in a little bit better position. Goes 2-on-1. Half Nelson right. Takes a far wrist. Walks a Nelson over. Stacks him over onto his back. He's got him flat and he pins him. 1:38 of the first period. That'll make the score 20-9 in favor of the Braves. And we'll be back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070, WKOK, and at WKOK.com.
Attention homeowners.
Okay, we got a TV timeout here, so go with a double.
The appliance experts at Peters do. If you're not vacuuming under and behind your refrigerator at least twice a year, you're robbing your refrigerator's ability to run efficiently as it can. What's worse, if left undone, your refrigerator can overheat, causing failure. That's because your refrigerator relies on proper air circulation to dissipate heat energy being removed from inside. Peters Home Appliance Center has the answers to all your home appliance needs. They've been helping appliance shoppers over 50 years. Peters Home Appliance Center, Market Street, Sunbury.
Ad One Advertising and Design supports Shikellamy Winter Sports and your team too. Listen up, teams of all ages and sizes. Ad One has your apparel just waiting to take you to the next level. Shirts, unis, warm-ups, and more. Booster clubs? Yeah, we've got your swag too. Tees, hoodies, hats, whatever. Tell your coach and parents clubs Ad One will put your logo on it. Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, New Era, just to name a few. You look good. Logoed by Ad One Advertising and Design, Sunbury. 570-286-1111 or online. MyPromotionalNeeds.com.
Hey, Shikellamy sports fans. Our team knows how important it is to warm up before each basketball game and wrestling match. Well, Little Addie's Cafe Market Street Sunbury can help you warm up, too. Little Addie's features mochas, espresso, lattes, and innovative seasonal drinks. Homemade breakfast and lunches every Tuesday through Sunday so you can kick back any day or weekend with their homemade soups, sandwiches, and weekly specials. Visit Little Addie's Cafe on Facebook or Market Street Sunbury. Upgrade your day.
And we are back, 182 pounds. Isaiah Betts for the Braves. And I believe they said Backus. Let me check here. As I know, he weighed in. Damon Backus at 170. So it is Damon Backus. For the Indians. So we've got...
What is Backus? Backus a year. What year is he?
He's freshman? Okay. Backus is a freshman. So senior against a freshman. Isaiah Betts ties up on the head of Backus. Backs him up off the edge of the mat. So we're seeing pretty much the match we kind of figured we would see here tonight. We're just seeing it with everybody up a weight class. There's both coaches opting to bump up to not forfeit at 195 pounds. Right now, Backus in on the leg of Betts, and they go off the edge of the mat. Back in the center. Locked up head-to-head. Backus in on the leg again. Betts sprawls. They break apart on their feet. That is the end of the first period, and it is scoreless. Isaiah Betts of Shikellamy and Damon Backus of Shamokin. Second period wrestling referee's down position. Betts on the bottom. He is set. And they're back underway. Backus picks an ankle. Hanging on to the ankle. Steps across. Referee going to take a look at it. And he lets it go. He's got 5 seconds to let that go. You can't sit on it. Backus left side, one-on-one on the left arm of Betts. Rolls him through. Betts in a high bridge, and Backus going to get 2 near fall points as they roll through to their knees. 2-point near fall for Backus. Working left side. Backus breaks Betts to the mat. Bar arm left by Backus. Breaks Betts flat to his stomach. Betts tries to sit. Backus follows. Had no hand control, and Backus stayed right with him. Now Granby roll through. Headlock by Betts. Backus pops his head, stays in control. Backus riding right side. Betts from his knees. Backus half Nelson. Oh, slides the arm up underneath. Had it on the head. The referee didn't see it. That was a full Nelson. Betts back to his base. Backus working right side. Not trying to work a whole heck of a lot. Now steps to the left side. Referee checking out the action. Betts trying to step across underneath. Backus with that tight waist. Riding tight hips, and we'll see a 2-0 lead for Damon Backus as we go into the third period. Referee's down position. Backus on the bottom. Backus up on a 4-point stance. Stands. Betts from behind trying to pick him up. Does. Backus gets a leg on the way down. Betts now struggling to stay in control. He's got the leg laced in. And getting in a better position as he gets his hips up off of the mat. Backus trying to pull him over top. Betts high on the ride. Thank you. That's with a double leg. He's got to score some points. He's going to get a stalemate stop in the action. Back in the center for the restart. Betts trying to get a leg in, gets a little high. Backus dumps him over the side, takes a leg. And a two-point reversal for Damon Backus. Damon. 35 seconds to go. Backus with a 4-0 lead. Rides with a tight waist. Riding from behind. He breaks Betts to the mat. This match at 182. These guys look more like 160-pounders. They weighed in at 170. Betts sits, turns, 1 point escape, but not enough because right there, that's your third period buzzer. So Damon Backus with a 4-1 decision win. The Braves with a 20-12 lead. We're back with 195 right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070, WKOK, and at WKOK.com.
Hey, Shigalemi sports fans, our team knows how important it is to warm up before each basketball game and wrestling match. Well, Little Addie's Cafe Market Street Sunbury can help you warm up too. Little Addie's features mochas, espresso, lattes, and innovative seasonal drinks. Homemade breakfast and lunches every Tuesday through Sunday so you can kick back any day or weekend with their homemade soups, sandwiches, and weekly specials. Visit Little Addie's Cafe on Facebook or Market Street Sunbury. Upgrade your day.
And we are back, 195. Evan Bingaman for the Braves, Nate Yost for the Indians. Yost, a freshman at 1-4. Bingaman, a senior, 2-2. And Bingaman, showing his experience, takes Yost down. Takes him right to his back. Yost fights off of his back. Bingaman puts him back over. The referee counting out near fall points. And he will pick up 3 near fall points as he scurries around to the back. Now goes 2-on-1 on the right arm. Puts Yost into a high tilt situation. Lets him roll through. Still has the arm. Goes to a half Nelson. Steps to the head. Driving. He's got Yost in a world of hurt right now. Oh, Yost able to fight out of it. 3-point near fall for Bingaman. He leads 8-0. Now 8-1. As he's going to let Yost up. Well, Yost doesn't want to get up as he shoots in at the ankle. Now he pushes him off the mat for the escape. 8-1 lead for Evan Bingaman. Yost, a gamer, goes right in on the legs of Bingaman. Bingaman with too much experience. Russian hook left. Yost back in on the leg again. Front head and arm by Bingaman. Breaks him to his knees. Circles to the left. Breaks him down. And a 2-point takedown for Evan Bingaman. He leads 10-1 with 16 seconds to go. 2-on-1. Going to put Yost into a high tilt situation. Not going to pin him. Going to get another 3 near fall points. Oh, and it gives him 2. 2 near fall points. That is the end of the first period. 12-1 lead for Shikellamy senior Evan Bingaman. Second period, the choice goes to Yost. He defers. They're going to go down the mat, but Bingaman's going on top. Usually your choice is the bottom. Evan Bingaman wants to get some more tilts. Tight waist. The 1-on-1 on the right arm. Bars in the arm. Walks a bar to the head. Got Yost on his back again, and he pins him. 2 minutes and 14 seconds of the second period. That'll give the Braves a 26-12 lead. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070, WKOK, and at WKOK.com.
Saving money on your next vehicle is as easy as SMC.
Sunbury Motor Company.
Since 1915, SMC provides total commitment to complete customer satisfaction.
Sunbury Motor sells and services new Fords, Lincolns, and Hyundais in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. And new Kias on the Golden Strip in Hummel's Wharf. No one beats Sunbury Motor Company's lowest price promise. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. SMC, a tradition of trust since 1915.
All right, we're back on track now. 220 pounds, this is what we expected to see. Adam Young, a sophomore for the Braves at 4-1, 2-3 sophomore. Steve Bartholomew, Young comes out, gets a quick takedown on Bartholomew, lets him up, so the score quickly 2-1 in favor of Adam. Wrestlers clash. Oh, Bartholomew comes in on the, tries to come in on the legs of Young. Young just pancakes him over to his back and pins him in 37 seconds. So Adam Young with the fall. That gives the Braves a 32-12 lead as we head into the big guys. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK and at WKOK.com.
Growing up in the construction business, my dad always taught us that quality wasn't just a word that you throw around. It was a way of life. When you choose quality, you'll get what you pay for. That's how I've always felt working with Glick's here in Central Pennsylvania. The garage doors they offer are high quality and their installers do a fantastic job. If you're looking for a quality garage door, then Glick's should be your first call. I'm Todd Ross and I'm happy to recommend Glick's.
Now we're back, the big guys. Nelly Fain for the Braves, a senior at 1-3, sophomore Shane Hess at 0-0. Connell Fain on your score sheet, Nelly Fain to the fans. Hess ties up on the head of Fain. Fain bear hugs him and drops him to the mat. 2-point takedown. Hess trying to come through to his stomach and does. Fain plants his weight right on top. Shane Hess weighing in at 284. As did Fain. Fain's got Hess on his back. He's got him tight, and he pins him. 105 of the first period. Nelly Fain. 38-12, the Braves lead, and we'll be back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK and at WKOK.com.
We all have a path in life. Some play on the field. Others prefer jogging along the riverfront or being a weekend warrior. Wherever your path takes you, we will keep you on it. At UPMC Susquehanna, our top-rated orthopedic team, sports medicine specialists and rehabilitation professionals are the team behind the team. Call 570-321-2020.
We are back at the lockup gymnasium and in the middle of the TV timeout. See my old partner Chris Burgess over there. He's supposed to have a yellow shirt on, but he holds a fist up as the folks at SCCV sell some product. Of course, we've got some really great sponsors this year. We'd like to thank all of them. If you hear their name on Shikalimi Wrestling, please visit their business. Let them know that you heard them on Shikalimi Wrestling. We've got some long-time, long-running sponsors that have helped us out for years. A great big thanks to them for supporting the youth of the Central Susquehanna Valley. These kids don't know it yet, but they appreciate it. And I can tell you that because in talking with wrestlers from many years gone by, they appreciate it. You might not recognize it when you're an 18-year-old, but as you get a little bit older, you start to realize what these fine folks have done for you. Well, we are ready to get underway. 106 pounds. No, it's not going to be 106 pounds, I don't think. Going to wait and see who they announce here. I think it's 113 pounds. Neither team weighed in a 106-pounder. I believe it's going to be Caleb Yoder and Wade Alleman.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we've had a double forfeit of 106 pounds. This is the 113-pound bout, Wade Alleman for the Indians, Caleb Yoder.
Yep. I knew it was Yoder, wasn't sure it was Alleman. They don't have much of a choice. Neither team has weighed in extra wrestlers here, I believe. I think they pretty much have to dance with who brung them. So it will be Caleb Yoder, a freshman, at 1-3. Wade Alleman, a freshman, at 5-5. Alleman in on a double on Yoder, picks him up, puts him to the mat. 2-point takedown. The fall by Nellie Fain clinched the match for the Braves. Three bouts to go. Well, that's not true. Yeah, it's 38-12. Shimoka needs to pin all three, though. And right now, Alleman doing what he needs to do as he puts Yoder into a cradle. Rocks him back towards his back. He's got Yoder in some trouble. Tightens it up. Yoder fighting, cannot break the grip of Alleman. Alleman now loses the cradle as Yoder rolls through. 2-point or 3-point near fall for Wade Alleman. Yoder stands and escapes. Alleman, nice ankle pick, but off the edge of the mat. 33 seconds to go. Alleman sprawls as Yoder in on a leg, in deep on that left leg. Three-quarter Nelson by Alleman as he breaks Yoder to the mat. Yoder hanging on tight to the leg. 15 seconds. And Alleman with a three-quarter Nelson gets a takedown as he breaks the grip of Yoder. 2-point takedown. Bars in the left arm. Yoder clears it, comes to his stomach, and that is the end of the first period. 7-1 lead for Shamokin's Wade Alleman. Second period wrestling. Referee's down position. Shiklemy's Yoder on the bottom. Alleman tight waist. Breaks Yoder down. 2-on-1 on the left arm. Yoder presses back to his base, sits back in on Alleman. Tries a short sit, Alleman stays in control. Yoder again to his knees, looks to the inside for a switch. Alleman hangs onto the leg. Yoder collects the right leg of Wade Alleman. Alleman, sprawling and cross-facing, breaks the grip of Yoder. Alleman with the bar, puts Yoder on his side. Yoder finds his base. Alleman right side. Cradles up Yoder. Rocks him back. Referee down looking and he pins him. 3:55, the time of the fall for Wade Alleman. That'll tighten the score to 38-18. And we are back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK and at WKOK.com.
You know the old saying, you never know what you have till it's gone. Now think about your appliances. You expect them to be there washing your clothes, doing the dishes, but when they break down, you begin to wonder what you'll do without them. Don't panic. See APW instead. They carry all kinds of parts from small to large for every name and every type of appliance. If the part you need is not in stock, they'll gladly order it for you. Save money, fix it yourself so your life and your appliances can keep humming along. APW located on the rear of Market Street in Sunbury. You're always covered with APW.
And we're back at 120. Damian Wolf for the Braves, a junior 2-3. Sophomore Colin Baza at 5-4. Baza really did not give him the takedown. He was right in on the legs of Damian. Wolf fought him off. They're back on their feet. Scrapping. Pawn at the head. Baza tries to snap Wolf down. Back to their feet. Wolf in on the leg of Baza, steps through grapevines. They come back to their feet. Baza Wizards, they go to the mat. Baza hanging on for dear life. If Wolf can clear his head, he'll get the takedown. Working on the hands. Working on the hands. And... oh. Wow. I don't know. That was close with the new rule of off the edge of the mat. And I'm sorry, they did give Baza the takedown, so it is 2-1. Wolf, oh, so close to the takedown there. And their feet. Nice double leg shot by Wolf. Baza up under the arms, tries to pancake him over, and 2-point takedown for Damian Wolf as they scoot off the edge of the mat, 3-2 lead. Ankle pick by Wolf. Baza sits, turns in. Tight waist. One on Wolf by Damian. Grapevine left by Wolf. Baza trying to scoot out from underneath. And that is the end of the first period. A 3-2 lead for Damian Wolf. Gave up his legs early, but a pretty good period for Damian nonetheless. Hate to give up those first takedowns. Second period wrestling on their feet. Still on her feet. They still haven't even touched. Circle a little bit. Now they tie up. Wolf up under the arm of Baza. Baza drops to his knees. Wolf underneath. Circling. Snaps him by. And Baza fights. High hip over. They come back to their feet. Good scramble, but no points. Real good scramble. Back on their feet. Baza in once a leg. Wolf sprawls. Gives ground. Baza high on the leg. He's stretched out on the mat. Wolf up under the arm. Baza hanging tight and a stalemate stop in the action with 50 seconds to go in the second period. Wolf on the attack, single leg. Baza, Wizards. Tries to tuck the head of Wolf. Wolf laces the legs and... the battle, who's going to come out on top? And it's Wolf, and he's got Baza on his back. Referee down, and he pins him. Damian Wolf takes Colin Baza down. Pins him, pins him in 3:32 of the second period. Wolf, 44-18, the Braves lead. One match to go. We're back after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK and at WKOK.com.
It's Sports Talk, where your voice counts. The Steve Jones Show, weekdays from 3 to 5 on News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and online at WKOK.com.
Most of us won't need to hire an attorney this week, but for a few of us, something has happened in our lives, and before we can go any further, we need to get sound legal advice. Slavinsky Law Offices can give you options. For over 40 years, they have successfully represented individuals in criminal, DUI, family law, and estate planning. They care what happens to you, and they have the experience to win the toughest cases on your behalf.
You may not need a lawyer this week or even this month, but when you do, call us at Slavinsky Law Offices, 570-374-5575, or on the web at slivlaw.com.
126 pounds, Colton Semko, a freshman for the Braves at 1-3. Tyler Wary, a freshman for the Indians at 7-3. And Semko getting a takedown, letting Wary up in on the legs. Puts Semko to, or puts Wary to the mat, and another takedown for Colton Semko. He leads 4-1. He's really come out and taking it to Tyler Wary. Semko riding right side. Wary back to his knees. And he'll let Wary go. 4-2. Semko again in deep of the legs. Wary trying to elevate him over. Doesn't work. Front head and arm by Wary. Still on their knees, still no change in position. That is the end of the first period. 4-2 lead for Shikellamy's Colton Semko over Tyler Wary. The Braves knew they were going to have a tough match tonight. Shamokin undefeated, coming in here with an almost full lineup, something they hadn't seen in a while. But, boy, we're down to the last match, and it looks like the Braves are going to come up with a nice win. A double-digit win. Second period wrestling, referee's down position. Semko on the bottom, he stands, and Wary runs him off the edge of the mat. Of course, after the wrestling action, Shikellamy coach Mike Egan will come over here and tell us what happened. Be interesting to hear the thinking on bumping all the wrestlers up when he decided to do that. Because he certainly didn't tell me he was going to do that in the locker room beforehand. Semko in deep on the legs of Wary. Wary with the ankle, trying to fight him off. He spread Semko down out on the mat. Semko still hanging on to the legs. And a stalemate stop in the action. Wasn't nothing going to happen from there, that's for sure. Minute four to go in the second period. Semko sits back in on Wary. And a two-point reversal for Semko as they are very near the edge of the mat. And they go off the edge of the mat. Just a hand battle and some strength right there. Nothing pretty, but it worked. 32 seconds to go in the second period. Semko the 6-2 lead. Wary trying to stand. Semko tight waist presses him back to the mat. Working left side. Where he stands, Semko just catches an ankle, trips him. Semko trying to switch him. Wary trying to switch Semko. That is the end of the second period. Colton Semko with a 6-2 lead over Tyler Wary of Shamokin. They're going to start the third period on their feet. On their feet. Wary in once a leg in Semko. Semko sprawls and whizzers. And they're going to go off the edge of the mat neutral. Again, the Braves junior high winning tonight here 66-18. Congratulations to Shikellamy junior high assistant coach Donnie Cimino. This is his 300th win. After the match is over, all the kids gathered out here and they took some nice group photos. To thank Coach Cimino. I asked him for my t-shirt. I don't think I'm going to get one. Of course, Donnie wrestled for the Braves way back when. Now, Wary in on a leg of Semko. Semko just throws him by. 2-point takedown for Colton Semko. He leads 8-2. They said Cimino wrestling for the Braves. I'm going to say back in the 80s. I'm not going to give away too much of his age other than to say he doesn't need to use a comb a lot anymore. He's getting up there. But 300 wins. Congratulations, Donnie Cimino. And stalemate with 41 seconds to go. Semko the 8-2 lead. Wary sits, switches, Semko lets him go. 1-point escape for Wary. 8-3. On their feet. Wary trying some misdirection. Semko not following, falling for it. Now Semko tap and go, attacks the back leg, but gets in deep on it. In deep on the right leg. It's not the one he was supposed to go for, but it worked. Wary whizzers. Semko steps up to a double. And that is the end of the match. So it will be Colton Semko with an 8-3 win. And the Braves will walk away with a 47-18 win over the Shamokin Indians. So the streak continues for the Shikellamy Braves. 47-18, the Braves defeat the Shamokin Indians. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070, WKOK, and at WKOK.com.
I can still remember the kids rolling around on that comfortable living room carpet.
Remember when they were babies, they'd bang those pots and pans on the kitchen tile?
I still remember the sounds of soccer and baseball cleats running on those hardwoods. And you yelling, "Leave the shoes outside!"
These floors have seen a lot, and they still look so good. They've got some good years left on them.
Just like we do, honey. Right?
You bet, my dear, you bet.
Carpet Man in Milton.
Flooring for life.
Oh, what do you get someone that has everything? What if they don't like the color, the size, the style? I was so confused last year. Not this year. I'm buying my friends and family gift cards from Garfield's Restaurant and Pub. Purchase $25 in gift cards and receive a $5 gift card free. And the more you purchase in gift cards, the more you get free. And I like free. Plus, they have a delicious $10.99 steak special in November through December. Quench your thirst and wash it all down with a refreshing cold Dr. Pepper. Catering is available, too, for your next holiday or party. It's always great times, great taste at Garfield's Restaurant and Pub in the Susquehanna Valley Mall or online. Line at garfields.net.
Go ahead. And we are back. Some hand signals going on here. Okay, here comes Coach Egan. Looks like, I guess he's going to go over and talk with the folks at CATV. And it looks like Nellie Fain, whose fall wrapped up the victory for the Braves, will be their wrestler of the match. So we will have Coach Egan over here very shortly after they interview him. But the Braves, coming into this match, I can tell you the coaches were concerned. The Braves, without the services of their 106-pounder who injured her shoulder, Shamokin, who had a six-pounder earlier in the season but only wrestled one match, and they had a forfeit that weight. But it looked like the Braves and the Indians both were going to give up matches at 195. Both coaches decide to bump their wrestlers up to fill that weight. So we got to see a lot of the wrestling we thought we were going to see. We just saw it at upper weights. But the Braves coming up big here this evening at the Lockup Gymnasium. As I mentioned earlier, Shikellamy has not lost to the Shamokin Indians since 1969. They weren't going to let it happen tonight here in the Lockup Gymnasium. So the Braves with a 47-18 win. And hopefully when we come back, we'll get Coach Egan and talk about this match. And we will do that right after this. You're listening to Shikellamy Brave High School Wrestling on News Radio 1070, WKOK, and at WKOK.com.
You know the old saying, you never know what you have till it's gone. Now think about your appliances. You expect them to be there washing your clothes, doing the dishes, but when they break down, you begin to wonder what you'll do without them. Don't panic. See APW instead. They carry all kinds of parts from small to large for every name and every type of appliance. If the part you need is not in stock, they'll gladly order it for you. Save money. Fix it yourself so your life and your appliances can keep humming along. APW located on the rear of Market Street in Sunbury. You're always covered with APW.
For nearly 100 years, Purdy Insurance has been your locally owned, family-operated source for insurance products. With a staff of over 20 and partnerships with some of the industry's most trusted companies, Purdy has the experience and resources to get the job done. Whether you need personal, home, and auto, or complex business insurance solutions, Purdy will help you navigate through the process. Call today at 570-286-5855, or better yet, stop in their Sunbury office to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
Mark and Troy here at Zimmerman Motors.
Holiday Cash was a great success. We're extending it to the end of the year. You get $500 back on every in-stock car or truck you purchase.
Now you have till Monday, December 31st. Everyone that purchases gets $500 Holiday Cash.
We have discounts on new cars and trucks up to $10,600. And remember, if your credit score is below 620, we have a program to get you the credit you deserve.
So come in and see why people have been coming from all over the region to Zimmerman's Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram in Sunbury and experience what we call the Zimmerman difference. Call 570-988-JEEP or visit us online at ZimmermanJeep.com.
Growing up in the construction business, my dad always taught us that quality wasn't just a word that you throw around, it was a way of life. When you choose quality, you'll get what you pay for. That's how I've always felt working with Glick's here in central Pennsylvania. The garage doors they offer are high quality and their installers do a fantastic job. If you're looking for a quality garage door, then Glick's should be your first call. I'm Todd Ross and I'm happy to recommend Glick's.
All right.
I'm good.
Good. And we are back at the Lockoff Gymnasium, where the Braves have wrapped up a 47-18 win over the Shamokin High School Indians. Shikellamy coach Mike Egan, Matt's side. And you know, coach, my earliest memories of high school wrestling were running laps, endless laps, thousands and thousands of laps around the gymnasium over at the CW Ray School, and every now and then somebody would yell out, who are we going to beat? Shamokin. And we beat him here tonight. I know you were concerned going in. I did want to point out, it's been since 1969 that the Shamokin Indians beat the Shikellamy Braves. This is probably their best chance in a while.
Wow.
And it's only going to get better.
Yeah, I think we are going to improve here for years to come. We have guys that I have faith in, but it's going to be, like I said, try to get better from week to week. Three-quarters of our team probably has less than 10 varsity matches ever. So, young, inexperienced, so to speak, but I have all the confidence in the world that they're going to keep working hard even when we lose. And I think we made improvement from last week to this week, so I'm happy with that, and I'm excited moving forward now that we got our first win of the year.
Yeah, I'll tell you, when you say make improvements, I agree with you. One thing that I saw tonight that I was really impressed with was the amount of points that were scored in the last 10 seconds of the periods, and in several matches.
Yeah.
One of them went the opposite way in that overtime, but our guys are scoring late, and that's key.
Yeah, I agree, and that's something that we preach, and a lot of times you might hear me yell, finish on top. Doesn't matter what the score is. If you can finish every period on top with a score, you're going to put yourself in position to win matches. And, starting out at 132, Dougie home, and that's a huge match for us to get right out of the gate. Come from behind win, and really happy for Doug, and that was huge for our team, and get some momentum.
Yeah, well, finish on top, you're going to win a lot. Get that first takedown, you're going to win a lot. He gave up that first takedown, and against this Markowski kid, who's a good kid, but, I really thought he wore him down.
I think so, too.
And got the takedown late and got the win, and you're right, huge, huge start to that match for you.
Yep.
138 pounds, pretty much you knew what was going to happen here. They didn't have anybody that they were going to put out against a two-time state qualifier, Cade Balestrini. Balestrini comes out, gets a little bit of a workout, and finally gets the fall for you in the first period.
Yeah, he went to work. I think he put up, 12, 13 points maybe before he put him away there.
And, you know, I hand it to Shimoka, no, for putting a guy out there, because
sure.
There's situations when you're up against someone like, you know, Cade, you know, some teams might forfeit. But, you know, Shimokin came right at us at 13 weights, and I appreciate that. And, you know, Cade did his job.
Well, that was one of the weights where they had two kids weighed in. And when they bumped up, or when they put, I think when they put Connor Kurtz in bump to bump up Kyle Long, you kind of knew they were going to bump everybody, go up to 195.
I did. I was still a little hesitant there at 60, you know, not sure if they were going to still do that, knowing that we have Bingaman up there who's a hammer. But they did, and I'm glad they did. I think it worked out for us, and I think everyone did a nice job.
138 pounds, Cade Balestrini against Connor Kurtz. Drew Balestrini against Kyle Long at 145. And Drew comes out, you know, 5-2 after the first period, but really takes off after that, gets a tech fall.
Yeah, and, you know, one thing I'm preaching to Drew is, let's make there no doubt about it, you know, score as many points as you can. He lost a couple close matches down at Cumberland Valley, and I think, you know, from him, that the learning experience is, let's not wait till the end and hopefully we get that takedown to win. He lost an overtime and a one-pointer, I think it was, and he's coming off, I think, two tech fall. I think he tech falled his guy there at State College, maybe.
Yeah.
And, you know, scored a bunch of points for us here tonight also, so that was great to see.
152 pounds, Baron Emmerich against Wolfgang Pearson. Really looked like a physical mismatch. Wolfgang Pearson really slapped together. Baron, kind of a tall guy. And it looked like, you know, Wolfgang may have his way with him, but Emmerich stayed with him, got that last-second takedown. But you got to tell the kid it's a lot easier to not give up takedowns if you guard your legs.
Yeah. And it was a mismatch of size. You know, sometimes I think, you know, you look out there and you think Baron's not getting low enough, but his opponent was, you know,
yes.
Was smaller and was always lower than him. So it's hard for Baron, I think, to get that low at times. But, you know, he battled off a heck of a lot of takedowns to stay in the match, found a way to score there to end to tie it up, send it into overtime. And I think Baron got a little tired, too, and I think that was a lot of it. If he had more gas in the tank, you know, maybe he could have pulled it off.
That sounds like something you're going to work on here in the
definitely,
next couple of weeks.
Definitely.
160 pounds, Jason Griffin, getting his first start of the season against Maximus Madden. What a great name for a wrestler,
sure
Maximus. You know, in at 12-1, you knew there again what was going to happen. Griffin really battled him. I mean, you had to be really happy with what he was doing out there.
Yeah, I think there's no doubt Max is probably their best wrestler on their team. Even though he's young, and you know, Jason, pretty strong kid, he works extremely hard. He's in our JROTC program, and I think he's probably one of the top athletes and workers in that program. So it was great to see him get the shot here tonight at 160, even though it was against possibly, you know, one of their better guys. But hey, he took him a long way, you know, and gave him a battle, and I was really proud of him.
Well, you know, that's really cool because the JROTC was here presenting the colors, so all of his buddies got to see him wrestle here tonight. Now, he might be a little embarrassed that he didn't win, but, yeah, I thought that was a real good effort against a really good kid at 160. 170 pounds, you told me you weren't going to do this, but you did. That's where you pretty with I guess with Griffin is where you really decided you were going to bump everybody up. You put Jermez Herring out against Basil Delatte. Herring, boy, I'll tell you what, this kid is fast.
He is. If he can do that for 6 minutes, someone's in trouble.
Yeah.
So we haven't seen if he's able to do that yet for 6 minutes, but for the short time he was out there today, you know, worked real hard. Still got to clean some stuff up technique-wise.
Yeah, I was going to say, needs to stay in a bit better position, but yes, he is so quick that really, wow. I'm impressed with what I'm seeing with that young man, and he's strong.
He's very strong. He's going to give you everything he has.
Yep. 182 pounds, Isaiah Betts against Damon Backus. And again, Betts goes out there, Backus with this, you know, second period reversal, and it ends up 4-1. You know, both these guys are supposed to wrestle at 170.
That's correct, and you know, that's why it made me a little easier to make that move and bump up along with him, because it's the guy they were going to wrestle anyways. You know, Isaiah lost this match 4-1, but in my book it was a win for him on multiple levels. For him to get out here, it's only his second match of the year because, you know, the Cumberland Valley tournament, we ran into a little trouble and he wasn't able to finish. So him getting a full match under his belt, he competed for 6 minutes. He's going to continue to get in better shape. had an opportunity there with kind of like a scramble headlock from bottom. So he's dangerous, but I think in my mind it was a win for us to get Isaiah through a six-minute match, and I think we can build on that moving forward.
Yeah, you know, when those two guys out there at 182, they look like two 160-pounders. They are not big kids at all. 195 pounds, again, you had to be happy with that matchup. Evan Bingaman, one of your veterans against a freshman coming in here. He had a 1-4 record. You know, Bingham went out there and kind of ate him up for a few seconds.
He did. I was nervous he was going to score too many points and not have the chance to pin him there. And, you know, at this point still, I'm thinking that one extra bonus point could be huge because, quite frankly, you never know what's going to happen at heavyweight. Mm-hmm. And then down low there, you know, besides Damian has some experience, you know, we got two freshmen at 13 and 26. So at that point, I want to make sure I get that extra bonus point. And, you know, he put, I don't know, I guess 12 up on him there before maybe he put him away in the second. So a real good job by Evan. I think he was really excited for tonight. I think he had some friends here, you know, that came back from college that he was teammates with last year. So I think he was pumped up to put on a show, and he did that.
Yeah, you know, that was the other thing I was going to mention. This is the you always get that last match before Christmas when everybody comes home from college break. So I see a lot of the alumni around here. A lot of them don't look like they're in any kind of wrestling shape, but they're here nonetheless.
Yeah, supporting, sure. That's great.
Yep. 220 pounds, Adam Young and Steve Bartholomew, a couple of sophomores, but, boy, a world of difference as far as the experience went. Bartholomew game, but that really hurt him. Went in on Adam, and Adam just stepped into him and knocked him off balance and pinned him.
Yeah, first there, you know, right off the get-go, Adam had a really nice head inside single leg for a takedown, a real nice score, come back to their feet, and he was game. He was battling, you know, hand fighting. He was really trying to, you know, snap Adam's head, kind of both shot, kind of at the same time. But right into, you know, Adam did a great job pancaking him over there to his back, and I don't think the kid moved after that.
No, there was not a whole lot of life left in that one. 285 pounds. You said you never know what's going to happen at heavyweight. You got a guy by the name of Nelly wrestling at heavyweight for you. Nelly Fain and Shane Hess. And I looked. I mean, those two guys weighed in within a tenth of a pound of each other.
I think they were exactly the same.
It was amazing. Boy, he's got that that body lock down pretty well, but he's gonna have to go to the third period somewhere along the way.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm just wondering if he can.
Well, he works pretty hard at practice. He's a good kid. He works pretty hard. Hasn't missed a practice yet.
Good.
So I keep track of that. And hasn't missed a practice yet. So he's doing a great job. Nether, you know, that kid went upper body with him. And I thought, here we go.
Yeah.
I knew it was coming, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And Nelly had a real nice toss there. Left the far elbow go, or he could have probably pinned him right there. So that's something we're going to try to clean up when he finishes that throw. But then he was able to turn him on top and get the pin for us there tonight.
He's a lot of fun to watch, an SECV wrestler of the match.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I'm pretty sure he wasn't figuring on that when he came in tonight.
He deserves it.
Yep, 106 pounds, two forfeits. What is the status of Beaver? Will be back soon?
I think so. We're hoping that he can drill tomorrow. You know, his shoulder was dinged up pretty good there in a state college match. He went through a workout. You know, we worked out around 4:45 in the weight room. We had our trainer put us through a kind of like a circuit training type weight warm up, and you know, Hunter was able to do pretty much all of that. So we're pretty certain he's going to be able to go for the holiday tournament.
Good, because that's a tough thing to work through, is that shoulder injury, because it just never seems to go away.
Yeah.
113 pounds, Caleb Yoder against Wade Alleman. Again, Alleman with a lot of experience. I mean, that Alleman is a familiar name out in Shamokin, and I know this kid's been around. A couple of freshmen. And Caleb stayed with them until, you know, into the second period, and Alleman a little bit more of a horse than what Caleb is.
Yeah, you know, the cradle was the big move, you know, for Alleman that gave, you know, Caleb the fit, and eventually I think he got pinned in. I think he got turned in the first period and then again, you know, later on. When Caleb, I think the positive thing was, and I think the thing that I'm going to try to communicate with him, there in the first period, he was on bottom, and when he kept moving and chain wrestling and linking some moves together and some technique together, he was able to get out, and he looked pretty good.
Yeah.
But when he stands motionless or stops, you know, then he gives up points. So we just got to keep him active.
Well, what's the old rule of thumb? Three moves and you're going to score.
Yep.
And, I agree with you. I like the way he kept moving. And it did keep him in the match. 120 pounds, Damian Wolf and Colin Baza. I mean, at this point, you know, you got the score where you want it to be, but you certainly want to see these last two weights finish up strong. Damian comes out, and he gets taken down, and I'm thinking, oh, man, what's going on here? But, boy, he came back.
He did. When Damian stayed on his offense, when he shot, he was very good. Mm-hmm. Now, one thing he did twice that I got to get him to not do, he was in on a shot, and then he kind of came up to more of an upper body finish, and that got him in a little trouble.
Yeah.
But when he stays down low and finishes low, he has a really nice sweep single. But he did a nice job. He was in on an attack then, and I think the kid tried a cement job or take him to his back, and Damian is able to finish him off there. But wrestled a solid match for us.
Well, what was his old nickname? Wasn't it Taz? Like Tasmanian Devil?
It was.
Tasmanian Devil stays low, remind him. They nicknamed him that for a reason. That and his old haircut. But and then you finish up at 126, Colton Semko and Tyler Wary. Wary comes in at 7-3. Record, Semko with a 1-3 record, so it looks like Shamokin's got this one in the books, but boy, Semko really wrestled a good, steady match.
He did. He wrestled a pretty good 6 minutes. I think there were some times there where, I don't know, I don't think it was conditioning. I think it was more maybe still nerves, being young in his career, especially being at home, you know, and it's pressure on these kids to get out there in front of everyone one-on-one on a mat. But he did a nice job. You know, he did take the final shot there. Didn't score, but, you know, ended up with a solid victory for us tonight.
Yeah, I think, you know, I myself was very happy with what I saw there. I saw a team that improved dramatically from that state college match. I think they learned some good lessons in that state college match. I realize it's a young team, but they did some things that were good. And like I said, what I really liked was that scoring late in the period.
Yep, I agree. Thank you.
So I know you've got a couple things you need to work on, conditioning being
that's
one
be
of them.
Year.
You're going to be heading down to Conestoga over the holidays for a tournament. Is that a team tournament or an individual
tournament? It's an individual tournament. I think there's 27 teams there maybe, so it's a big tournament.
Yeah.
That's replacing the Mannheim tournament for us that we went to for a long, long time.
1985 was the first year.
The last couple of years just haven't been the same down there, and last year was really not good.
Pitiful.
It was. I don't want to say it, but it wasn't good, and we couldn't go back, so we found Conestoga Valley. And 27 teams. Anytime you get that many teams, it's going to be probably a pretty tough tournament.
Yeah.
So.
And didn't I see where there one of their coaches down there is an old chick wrestler? I'm trying to think who it was.
I'm not sure.
I don't know. I thought I saw that.
I'll keep my eye out.
That somebody was down there.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're going to run across that all across the state.
Yeah, we got a lot of good ones out there.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Coach, you know, like we said way back in 1972, who you going to beat? Shamokin.
All right.
47-18. You keep the streak alive.
Thank
Congratulations.
Thanks a lot.
And a Merry Christmas to you and
your
family.
Merry Christmas, Jeff, and everyone listening.
Yeah, they're all out here dancing around trying to get you to be done here. See ya. Shikellamy coach Mike Egan talking about tonight's win, and we'll be back with a wrap-up right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK and at WKOK.com.
At Sunbury Motor Company, the letters SMC mean a lot to us. Those letters stand for a tradition of trust since 1915.
SMC.
Stand for
selling more cars.
And
satisfying more customers.
SMC. It stands for Sunbury Motor Company. And when you need a Ford, Lincoln, Hyundai, or Kia, you have our lowest price promise. Log on to sunburymotors.com to
see more choices
and
save more cash.
And then you can say, start my car. I'll take it.
SMC.
In the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
We all have a path in life. Some play on the field. Others prefer jogging along the riverfront or being a weekend warrior. Wherever your path takes you, we will keep you on it. At UPMC Susquehanna, our top-rated orthopedic team, sports medicine specialists, and rehabilitation professionals are the team behind the team. Call 570-321-2020.
Add
One Advertising and Design supports Shikellamy Winter Sports and your team too. Listen up, teams of all ages and sizes. Ad One has your apparel just waiting to take you to the next level. Shirts, unis, warm-ups, and more. Booster clubs? Yeah, we've got your swag too. Tees, hoodies, hats, whatever. Tell your coach and parents clubs Ad One will put your logo on it. Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, New Era, just to name a few. You look good. Logoed by Ad One Advertising and Design Sunbury. 570-286-1111 or online. MyPromotionalNeeds.com.
Back at the Lockoff Gymnasium, that music reminds me I had to go home and watch National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, one of my favorite movies. Don't ask me to sing the song, I can't tell you what it is. Shikellamy wrapping up a 47-18 win here at the Lockoff Gymnasium over the Shamokin Indians. The Braves on the road next week. Friday and Saturday we'll be heading down to Conestoga High School, which is in the eastern part of Lancaster, for a two-day tournament. As the coach talked, a number of teams there. That's going to be a tough one, so should be pretty interesting. We will not be there with them. We will be back in the air January 8th when the Braves travel to the Magic Dome to take on the Williamsport Millionaires. So they do get a little bit of time off after that holiday break, and as Coach Egan said, they're going to use that time to get in a little better shape. Good match here this evening against the Shamokin Indians, where again the final score from the Lockoff Gymnasium, Shikellamy 47 and Shamokin 18. Hey, Matt Cotrillo did a great job up there in the Blue Hill Studios, didn't he? Kept us going all night long. We'd like to thank him and invite you back again when the Shikellamy Braves throw it down on the res light. This is Steve Williams saying good evening. Shikellamy High School Wrestling is a WKOK sports presentation. Good night.